I'm Joe Jonas.
There's so much in the world to celebrate. The movies have their night to honor the best in film.
The finest athletes compete for the podium.
Musicians have their time to shine. But how do we honor the kids who are making a difference?
With We Day, filling stadiums around the world to celebrate the good that young people do.
Follow We Day on Twitter and Facebook.
With each follow, school supplies will be given to a child overseas.
We Day.
Join the movement.
At St. Louis Bread Company, try the Mediterranean Wild Salmon Couscous Salad, topped with tender wild sockeye salmon fillets. Available at participating St. Louis Bread Company bakery cafes.
I'm working two jobs, and my husband works too. My kids go to school with your kids. I'm one out of every six Americans, and my family is struggling with hunger. I believe in this country, but it's hard to believe so many Americans have to choose between paying bills and feeding families. Visit feedingamerica.org and find your local food bank. Every dollar you donate helps provide seven meals for those struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Grab your coat and get your hat.
Grab it.
Leave your worries on the doorstep.
Grab it to the rabbit. It was blab it to the rabbit. Remember that, Dan?
What's that?
In the 60s. In the 60s.
Blab it to the rabbit.
Bruno.
To the rabbit, hey.
Bruno and Johnny and Rabbit, Johnny. Stixberry and Fuller on Saturdays.
Yeah.
Call us now. Blab it to the rabbit.
Blab it to the rabbit.
That's funny.
KXOK. Okay.
It's not funny. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
KXOK, St. Louis.
Still Bruno J. Grunion.
Bruno J. Grunion. Oh. Hey, Rab. You know who he sounded like? John Carney.
Yeah, he did.
Hey, Rab. Hey, crew.
And that was...
How do you write women so well?
I think of a man. And I take away reason and accountability.
I don't think that's funny.
No.
That was... wasn't Bruno J. Grunion Chuck Connors?
No.
It wasn't?
No. He was a substitute for the actual... Grunion's voice was done by Rabbit, Don Pietramonico.
Oh, okay.
He did his own group, Bruno J. Grunion.
Oh, okay.
And for those of you who are too young to know what we're talking about, too bad. We're talking about the good old days of radio. When radio was more than relevant, it was...
The good old days? Johnny Rabbit is still around. I saw him at the symphony last year.
Don't even get me started.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't even get
me
started.
Way to go, Peter.
It was great.
Way to go.
Well, you saw... No, I'm not... No.
Hey. Come on, dude.
No, not going to do it. Not going to do it. Not here... You know, I sounded like, for a second there, I sounded like, who was it that did the great George H.W. Bush?
Not here, on these airwaves.
Oh, was it Dana Carvey?
Dana Carvey.
Yeah.
Not gonna do it. 1,000 points of light, not gonna do it. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you so much. Okay, I knew the applause was coming. That's why I said thank you. It's an interesting day today. First of all, it's a short day. We're off at 5:30. I know. Don't start lashing out at me. I didn't make the call.
Wait, we're staying till 6, right?
Well, of course we are.
Okay, good.
We go on and do what people can't hear us doing because that's just the work ethic we have. So we're off at 5:30. Mike Evans will join us at 4:15. Let me get the Burke segment done, and then I'm going to tell you why. It's an interesting joke day today. Today, for some reason, is all about jokes, and I'll tell you what I mean by that. But first, the Burke segment. Do we have anything?
I do not.
Uh-oh. Well, man. Don't close it because we never opened it.
No.
So I'll tell you what I'm talking about here. First, a bonus joke because a longtime listener, Mike, sends me an email. And he says, get your shotgun ready. And I get lots of emails that start with, get your shotgun ready. And I appreciate those. And like I've told you before, I look forward to the rare occasions when I get a joke that I don't know, because I know a lot of jokes. So he sends me a joke, and I wrote him back, and I said, I've known that joke for at least 20 years, but I stopped telling it years ago because I, for whatever reason, right or wrong, I don't think it's quite funny enough for the Playhouse, and it's just a personal call that I make. So here's the joke. It's Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson, and they're on a camping trip. Do you know this joke?
No.
Do you guys know?
Not so far.
So they set up their tent for the night, and they go to sleep. And in the middle of the night, Holmes wakes up Watson. He says, Watson, look in the sky and tell me what you see. And Watson thinks that you know, Sherlock Holmes is looking for some kind of deep explanation. So he says, well, horologically, it's 3:30 in the morning. Astronomically, the moon is full and bright. Astrologically, Saturn is within Leo. And meteorologically, the weather is mild, which will make for a beautiful day. Theologically, God is big and we are small. So, Mr. Holmes, what do you see? He goes, you idiot, Watson. I see that sometime during the night, somebody stole our tent. Now, see, Dan laughs. It's funny. It's funny. But if you had a scale of 1 to 10, mm-hmm. and anything less than 10 is not Playhouse worthy, that's a 9. That's at least a 9. That's a good joke. So, Mike, thank you for the joke. Now, here's the other thing that happened. There's an article today about one of the ads that's going to run in the Super Bowl, and it's from Butterfinger. And I from what I can understand, they're coming out with a new product called Buttercup. It's like a Reese's cup. It's
peanut. I saw that. Yeah.
Did you see that? Did you see the commercial?
No.
Well, this woman in Kansas City wrote an article about this commercial, and I can't think of her name. But she's with the Kansas City Star, and she's talking about how raunchy the commercial is and how, boy, the Super Bowl is really pushing the limits with the FCC with this commercial. So I found the commercial and I watched it. It's about as mild. It's a couple, and his T-shirt says peanut butter and hers says chocolate. So they are a couple. They're chocolate and peanut butter, and they're in the waiting room for counseling. And the people who go to counseling are edible combinations. Like there's an old couple sitting over there, and his shirt says he's oatmeal and she's raisin. So you get the idea. It's these mundane, bland combinations. All right. So they're looking through a magazine, and they make some comments about, ooh, this looks interesting. And yes, there's sort of a sexual innuendo there. She says, maybe we ought to try something a little bit crunchy as opposed. He says, no, we're smooth. You know, I'm peanut butter. And that really is, that's about it.
And they said that's really racy or something?
Yeah, they say it's racy because there's sexual connotations.
What?
So that caused me to remember a joke. And Mike Dorsey, if you're listening, don't get nervous. I called him about this years ago. And Peon, if you don't know this joke, I'll be amazed. The candy bar joke. You know the joke where Mr. Payday and Henry.
Oh, all the different brand names.
What somebody cleverly did is they wrote a great joke and they incorporated just about every candy bar.
It's almost like the halibut thing. Who did that?
A kippadada.
Yes. It's almost like that, with just a different fish name.
It is, but it's sexual. So, here's her article. She says, Butterfinger will broadcast their first ever Super Bowl commercial February 2nd, but viewers don't have to wait till then to get a taste of its suggestive ad campaign.
A taste.
Yeah, and she says it's a number of couples at a food therapist's office for edible couples counseling. And the waiting room has a couple. He's fish, she's chips. One is oatmeal and raisin, and then there's peanut butter and chocolate. And she asks him, why are we here? And he says, don't you want to try something new, something crunchy? And they're looking through a magazine called Exotic Snacking. And she says, crunchy? We're smooth, babe. We've always been smooth. We're classic. And then the classic couple starts to get aroused by an ad in the magazine of Mr. January, and it's a 3-page photo of a Butterfinger. And then out of the therapist's office walks cheese and crackers. It's a couple. He's cheese, she's cracker. That's right, Red Boy. And they're carrying a big sausage. So in other words, they've gone for therapy.
Oh.
How do we get past being just cheese and crackers? And the therapist says, well, how about adding a sausage? So they come out with a big sausage. And that's it. I mean, that's it.
That's more sexual than the...
Well, yeah, but with everything that we're exposed to, with rap music, I mean, really? Is this something somebody has to warn us about? So now we get to the point where I remembered this joke. Now, this is I'm not going to tell it. Mike, if you're listening, I'm not going to tell it. But this is a joke that I probably told I don't know, six or eight times at least. And I stopped years ago. And I'll tell you why I stopped. The joke made the rounds, and it was every morning show duo knew the joke and told the joke. But for whatever reason, the FCC decides to slap somebody on the hands, and they fine the station $10,000 for telling the joke. Oh. My boss at the time, the guy who ran the station, called me into his office. And he says, hey, you know that joke you tell about candy bars? I said, yeah. He said, don't ever tell it again. You can't tell it anymore. And he holds up an article. Read this, he says. And sure enough, 10 grand, this place got fined. Now, here, I'm gonna tell you a little of the joke. I'm going to leave out the parts that it was some woman. And don't get offended, ladies, when I say that, but I've been in this business a long time, and it's almost always some old maid, some old uptight church lady type woman who calls the FCC, makes a big deal out of nothing. It didn't bother anybody else, but she's the one, and I guarantee you that's what happened. So here's the part I can tell you. It was another payday. And I was tired of just being Mr. Goodbar, so I saw Miss Hershey standing behind the powerhouse on the corner of Clark and Fifth Avenue. And then there's a reference to Whopper. I'm not going to. And then, hey, Sweet Tart, how'd you like to something for a $100,000 bar? She blank blank my Tootsie Roll, and it was like Almond Joy. And then there's reference to her mounds, and he refers to her as a little Twix who had the red hots for him. It's actually very clever. He says, I couldn't help but snicker and crackle as my butterfinger, and that's where I'll leave blank, 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 and then her Kit Kat, and she starts to scream, oh, Henry, oh, Henry. And next thing you know, and then there's something about his Peter, Paul, and Zagnuts, and she says, hey, are you into M&M? And he says, listen, chicklet, no kinky stuff, you little Reese's Piece. Don't be a zero, be a lifesaver. Why don't you just something about her bit of honey? And then she says, you are better than the Three Musketeers. And then there's a real clever reference to Ding Dong. And he says, I was giving it to her good and plenty. And then toward the end, he talks about her getting chunky. And 9 months later, out pops a baby Ruth.
Yeah.
Very clever. Very clever. And I'm telling you, the parts I left out were the parts that got them in trouble.
Is that online somewhere?
Oh, sure.
No,
if you Google, just Google candy bar joke.
Yeah.
It'll pop right up. I did it today because I wanted to make sure I didn't forget any of the elements. So I called Mike Dorsey. And I said, Mike.
I think it's Mark.
What is it?
I think it's Mark.
Oh, man, I got his name wrong. And yeah. I said, listen, and I told the story of this joke. And I said, let me tell you the joke. So over the phone, I tell him this joke. He's laughing. He says, funny. And I said, well, 20 years ago, station got fined $10,000 for telling that joke.
He didn't think it was that funny anymore.
It wasn't. All of a sudden, it wasn't so funny.
That's weird how that does that.
No, you know what? He admitted. He said, it really is funny. He said, but, and I said, that's all I need to know. The fact that you hesitated, because what he wanted me to do was send it to him. Then I guess he sends it to an attorney. No. We're not doing that. If he's even nervous about it. But isn't that interesting how something that...
All it takes is one.
Yeah, but it's nothing. I mean, when you look at what, my goodness, look, the PIS word, there's another letter that goes at the end of it. That's one, that literally is one of the seven dirty words in George Carlin's list. Man, I turn on TV every day almost, and I hear on the radio somebody's peed off. I don't use the expression, but we hear it all the time. We've heard it on our own station. And that years ago was, and here's what the FCC said not too many years ago, was that, well, We know that at one time we said under no circumstances could you say the F word or the SH word, but then they amended it and said if it was an accident,
that
it if it's an accident, I'm telling you, I read it this morning.
Yeah,
if it's an accident, it's okay. Meaning this locker room stuff after a game, there's no way the network intentionally had a player say it. So it was an accident. Well, okay, make up your mind. Is it offensive or is it not offensive? Accident or not? Sometimes it's easy to fake an accident.
It was an accident when I said it one time.
No, it was no accident. You meant to say it, and that was, I'm telling you, that was one of the highlights of the 16 and a half years we've been here. And for those of you who don't know the story, we're on a 7-second delay.
Thank God.
Well, that day.
No kidding.
Since done it again, just recently.
I said
a month or
SH.
Two.
I didn't blurt out the
F. Well, you know what? Over 16 and a half years, that's not a bad track record. Two slips. But I remember it, and I don't remember anything, but I remember it was one of those days where I said, you know, I talked to Jack Nicholson this morning about what it was like to be dating a 35-year-old. Mm-hmm. He was dating some young gal.
Yeah.
And I said, here's a little bit of that interview. And then Dan comes on and goes, well, I'll tell you, it's... And he says the F word. It's effing great.
Instead of freaking.
He always says it's freaking great.
Yeah.
And I looked at Peon. He looked at me with like froze.
Yeah.
And I thought, ooh, hit the button. We caught it.
Holy cow,
is that fun.
When I said it, it was like, wait a minute, did I just say?
Yeah,
what
you
I
were
think
stunned. You looked as stunned as we did that you said it.
You know what happened before I came in here? Our program director, Steve Moore, who's now at another station.
Yeah, it's his fault.
Yeah. He had me in his office.
That's right.
He had me in his office, and he was going through all the different ways you could use the F word, a noun, an adjective.
And I've seen that thing.
Yeah, and we're laughing in his office, and then I came in here, and you said, we're going to talk to Jack Nicholson. So I had that on my mind also, and then instead of freaking, a real word came out.
Well, it happens, and I'm just, like everybody else in this business, I, to this day, am confused about what you can and can't do, because even the FCC doesn't. They don't know. It's so gray. It's so gray. And if they've got it in for somebody, let's say, for example, they always hated Howard Stern when he was on. So if you're a target anyway, well, then you really are, no matter what you do, they're going to find a way to pounce on it. And if for whatever reason you're... your record's clean, slate's clean, you're kind of irrelevant, you're in a little bitty market somewhere down in Arkansas, nobody really lives, then it's a different deal. So it's not an even playing field. But I just, I wanted to tell the payday Butterfinger O. Henry joke today, but I got enough of it out there that those of you, and by the any of you who want to look it up, it really is clever, it's well done. Just Google candy bar joke. Trust me, you'll
and you know
it,
those
come right up.
Those people that do that, that will call somebody like that, are the same people that live in your neighborhood and will call St. Louis County to have somebody check to see if they have a permit to build.
Well, let me tell you who else it is in this business, and you know
this
is true. It's another radio station.
Yeah,
this is a really dirty business when it comes to things like this. And I'm telling you for a fact, I've been a target of other stations for years, and we were able. I don't even remember how, but somehow somebody slipped up, and there was a complaint about me over pretty much nothing years ago, and we found out somebody snitched and got word to me from another radio station that it was another morning guy on the air who had his sister-in-law, because her name was different, filed the complaint. Now, that's just not how you play. But it's how a lot of radio people play. I got a couple other great stories about things over the years that that originated from a competitor. And Dan, you're well aware of a couple of these. And you know who it was, too. Moron. Part of a morning team in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And, boy, this guy for 8 years tried to railroad me and made one slip up that let me know who he was. But enough about us. Let's go to the Washington Elizabeth exit off 270 and check in with John Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Oh, is it my turn now? Hello.
This is two days in a row with an attitude.
Right out of the box. Yeah,
with an attitude.
No, I'm fine. I don't mind listening on hold here for 5 minutes. That's
well, it should be fairly entertaining.
Not at all. Everything's great. How you doing?
I'm fine, and I might say that when I've called you many times, I've had to listen on hold while I heard...
Never. You're never on hold.
Oh, that's not... I've been on hold.
You're never on hold.
Well, I can...
First of all, you call my cell phone, or the few times... I mean, you've called the home phone.
But I've called Patrick Piper, and I've called Bruce Weiner, and I've gotten put on hold, and I didn't mind listening. I found it entertaining. Johnny Lundo, yeah, a little song, and then you came on. Hey, buddy, John Lundo. You kidding me? I don't mind that. I didn't mind it.
Yeah, so were you paying for that phone call?
Here we go.
Here I am. Huh?
You're not
well, you
paying.
Buy a car
you're
recently,
not, but so. You're not paying for the time you're on hold.
Yeah.
You're not paying. What was that?
I was just yelling for my son, Sam. He was walking in. Talking to me about something you heard. He saw that I'm on the air with you, so he goes, no, I'll be back. He's such a chicken.
Slinking away.
Did he come back?
Not yet.
No, he didn't want to be part of this. Who would?
Oh, come on.
So let's
How you doing?
I'm great. I'm kind of in a bad mood because I found out I'm on assignment tomorrow. What do you got planned for the weekend? Anything exciting?
Well, I mean, I can just say we just had this wild, snowstorm come through here. It lasted, I guess it was maybe one of those clippers. They talk about the Alberta Clipper.
Yeah.
I mean, this thing, the wind was going about 25, 30 plus miles an hour, snow blowing sideways, and now you can see blue sky, patches of blue sky.
Whoa.
Nothing but blue sky.
That's all the song we know. No, that's all the song we can think of.
Blue sky shining at me.
Is that it? That's not blue sky shining at me.
What is it?
But you don't know it either. All we know is blue sky. That's all we know.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Blue. It ends with blue skies.
Smiling at me.
Not shining at me. Well, it's good to see a little blue. We haven't seen enough of that lately. Good to see. 30 degrees is doable. That's what it is now. That's not the end of the world. That's better than 10 below, certainly. And, yeah, just kind of a dusting to remind us that it's still winter. And
yeah.
It's going to be. Hey, when's the time change? April or something? I'm looking forward to that.
March 9th.
All right. I love that when that happens. Extra day of daylight and the days you know are getting longer. That's a good thing. Should keep that all year, by the way. I don't like being dark at 5 o'clock.
They had talked about that, too, just keeping it like
that.
They
talk about it all the time.
They talk about all kinds of crazy stuff. And nothing ever, comes to, just they talk.
Fruition.
You know? Fruition, thank you. Fruition. That's right.
So what do we want to push today? What the heck?
I think he found Ella Fitzgerald.
Blue sky. Oh, my goodness.
Where'd that come from?
John's
Johnny.
How would he have that handy? What did you play that
computer,
on?
Computer, probably.
Yeah.
Sing it, John.
Come on, sing it. Sing along, John. Come on.
That's Doris Day. I just pulled it up.
Okay.
That my son's taught me how to do that stuff.
I'll tell you who does a great version of that song is Willie Nelson. Sometime pull up Willie Nelson singing Blue Skies. He did an album called Stardust, and he did all those old standards, and it's unbelievable. You wouldn't think, when Linda Ronstadt did that album with, I don't know, whoever it was, Henry Mancini, you expected it, but Willie, you think, oh, Willie Nelson singing standards like Stardust and Blue. It's terrific. In fact, it's where our opening things, it's off that CD, our opening thing, Grab Your Coat and Get Your Hat, Sunny Side of the Street, is off that album. It's a really good album.
Really?
Yep. It's really good. You like it. What do we need to move off that lot today?
Everything.
All right. Here it comes. He found it. Here it comes. Willie. I recognize it. No. It's really good.
Let's see if this is Willie Nelson.
Blue skies. Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see.
Oh, that's beautiful. Come on. There's nothing like Willie Nelson. Wow.
I'll tell you another song he does really well with a big orchestra. If you get a chance to download it sometime, it was Johnny Carson's favorite song, I'll Be Seeing You. I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places.
You have a good voice.
Well, thank you.
I mean, I've always said that, too.
Willie does that with a full orchestra, and it's fantastic. That was Carson's favorite song.
When you're singing like that, do you ever, like, you know, snap your finger? Maybe,
sure.
Oh,
sure.
Dance? You dance?
A little bit, yeah. Sometimes, yeah. If nobody's looking.
It's got a little movement. Let a little
nobody's
movement
looking.
Going.
Yeah.
That's not really dancing. That's like, you know, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody's there, does it really make noise? Of course it does, but you got to be dancing. I'm sure you're dancing right now, but you know what we're doing?
What are you doing?
Dancing with some unbelievable deals here at Jenny Law & Chevalier. That's what we're going to give your listeners a reason to dance. And we're going to talk right now about Richard and Phyllis Pettit. Just came in and purchased a new 2014 Crystal Red Equinox. Longtime AM and the PM listeners, Frank, they've been listening since the KUSA days.
Now, what are their names? Richard and what?
Richard and Phyllis Pettit.
Hey, if you don't get it, talk to Pettit.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
You got up on the right side of the bed this morning. I can tell you that much, buddy. Whew, you're sharp.
Richard, thank you so much, Pettits, for listening and for your business. We appreciate it. Where do they live?
From St. Ann, Missouri.
St. Ann.
St. Ann, right there by Normandy, where I grew up. You know, kicked a lot of soccer the days at the St. Ann Parish soccer field, one of the great soccer fields in the St. Louis area.
Is there still Cool Valley?
Yeah.
Yes, there's still Cool Valley.
Yeah.
Wasn't that where E.J. Corvette was?
There
was
yes, right there off of 70 and Florissant Road.
Let me take a quick story. My first reel-to-reel tape recorder that I owned, I saved and saved and saved.
Not dating yourself now, are you?
Well, yes, I am. I paid $200 for it, and I bought it at E.J. Corvette. And I'm going to tell you, I got home and plugged that thing in, and a peon might not relate to this, but Dan will. The two VU meters, the needles.
Oh, yeah.
Left and right. Oh, my goodness. I plugged it in. I plugged some headphones in, and they had a demo tape that came with it, a reel. And the first song I heard out of it was Johnny Mathis, and then there was some other stuff. That was one of the big days in my life, to have my own reel-to-reel tape recorder. Wow, that was huge.
Wow.
It came from E.J. Corvette, $200.
You get it from E.J. Corvette?
Yep.
Oh, my mom used to drag me in the car and walk me around that place. Oh,
wasn't it K, K-O-R Corvette with a K?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was there for a long time.
Dan and I the other day were kicking around the names of all the stores that were such big deals that no longer exist. Tiletown Carpet City. Remember that?
Don't remember
Tiletown Carpet City? Tiletown Carpet City. Tipton Electric. Remember that?
Tipton Electric, yeah.
Huge.
There you go singing again.
Service Merchandise.
Service Merchandise. Yeah. Anchor. Dolgens. Best, when there was a Best Buy, there was also, in the early days, a store called Best.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of confusion between the two. Best was one of those catalog stores like Service Merchandise.
And not too far from your dealership, John, up there by Newhalls Ferry, wasn't it? GEM?
Gem Stores.
Well, do you know who bought that piece of property?
Your dad.
From the then Landmark Bank?
Your dad.
Yeah, my dad did. He owned like 30 acres to the north and northeast, and so he went ahead and bought the other 75, and he sold that one of the last big deals of his life.
All right, how about this?
For the record center. That's where the record center is now, on a piece of property that the that my dad and the family owned for a little over 23, 24 years. So
how about this?
That place, that record center is unbelievable.
How about this? For 7 years of my life, I was fortunate enough to be hired as a freelancer to write and produce TV and radio commercials for, this is a big one, CMC Stereo.
Wow, yeah, they were huge.
They had all of the car stereo, home VHS play. I mean, they had it all, man. They were
Grandpa. What's it like to be old?
Shut up, Lauren.
That's not nice.
No, it's not. And CMC was so big. And I remember I was devastated when I got the news they were going out of business, because essentially Circuit City and Best Buy put them out of business. And it was a huge hit for me, because I was making a pretty good hunk of my income from working on that CMC stuff. And it's just amazing how something so big. I just today in the news today, at JCPenney, they're closing 33 stores, laying off 2,000 people. There was a time when Penny's was huge.
They keep building more and more and more of these box stores, and you're like, first of all, who's going to go shop there? Who's going to go buy? Who's got the money? The economy's coming back. It really is. But I still think that there's got a little bit to go, no doubt.
No, we got a long way to go.
A great, great 2014 for automobiles, but that's because people have been driving the same car for the last 9, 10, 11 years. I mean, the average age of a vehicle out there on the roads and the highways is 11 years of age.
Right.
And, you know, now those a lot of the buyers, are they're coming out of necessity. They've had that car, that truck. They put Band-Aids on that vehicle. They've spent money. People are taking better care, such much better care of vehicles today than they ever did.
And I think they're built better,
too. I mean, people, they put oil in their car when the light came on. But now, I mean, everyone really watches their, besides their oil change and tire rotations and transmission services and their filter. I mean, if you take care of a car and truck, it will last a long, long, long time. Now, what we suggest here at Johnny Long Duff Chevrolet is, you know, come in here, get great service, have a great time, and trade every 3 years. If you can, we would love to have that car back or that truck.
I bet you would.
With 40, 50, even 60,000 miles and give you a higher trade-in value than if you wait for it to be, you know, 150-plus thousand miles out of warranty. And then some people are like, oh, I got to trade. I got a $300-plus, $3,000 service bill staring me in the face. So, you know, it's a great time to buy.
I'm going to take it a step further. I'm going to right now encourage people to trade cars every 6 months.
There you go.
Now there you're talking.
Yeah.
You know, and I just can't one up you. You are just so smart.
Well, I just
and good looking. You're a
I just turned I turned one vehicle sale into six over the course of 3 years for you by changing 3 years to 6 months. Now, real quickly,
help me. I talk about, you know, what a good looking man you are too.
No, I don't.
Oh boy.
Here, help me with this. Explain this to me. How does this deal where Home Depot and Lowe's are always next door to each other, and where there's a Walgreens now, there's a CVS across the street? How in the world does that work? Would you like for another Chevy dealer to be right across the street or next door to you? I don't think so.
No.
Although, by comparison, you'd win if it became, and the other one would go out of business, but they survive. Home Depot and Lowe's survive next to each other. How does that work? See, to me, I'd want to be the only guy on the block. I don't want to be a coffee place with a coffee place next door across the street, and I don't want to be a hardware store. I've never understood that, but it seems to work for them.
But, I mean, and where did CV, where did they come from all of a sudden?
CVS, they were years ago. They were South, right? It's big in the South.
Now, there was a drugstore chain, and I'm firmly convinced it went out of business because of the name, Skaggs.
Oh, Skaggs Drugs. Yeah. There was a Skaggs here? Hey, John, remember in Florissant Meadows Shopping Center, there was Katz, too, right?
Oh, yeah. I remember Katz.
Yeah. K-A-T-Z.
But Skaggs is too close to Scabs or Skanks or something.
Yeah.
Skaggs Drugs.
Oh, that's
and then, remember, too, on every block, practically, there was a Rexall drugstore.
Yeah.
That was huge, Rexall. Now it's down to two, essentially, CVS and Walgreens. They got it all.
Got it all, Betty. Got it all. You're just somebody. You're going down memory lane today.
I am. It's as you get old and approach death, that's what happens to you.
And the Western Auto Stores.
You're so young.
Oh, Western
Auto. Besides being a good-looking man, you're a young man.
You know, John, if you keep the good-looking thing up, people, I think, start to wonder.
What are they going to wonder about?
Well, I don't know about why you might be doing that.
Because it makes you feel uncomfortable.
Western Auto. Here, I got a great story for you. I go down to Tennessee years and years ago to visit my parents, and I pull up in this little bitty nothing hick town in front of the Western Auto store. I'm driving a Fiat X19, a horrible, horrible car, but it was a neat-looking car. And in this little hick town, they don't know anything about cars. And this guy walks out of the hardware store, Western Auto. He looks at it and he goes, man, is that a Porsche? And I said, you bet it is. And he said, what'd that thing run you, about 50 grand? I said, bingo, you know your cars. 50 grand. It was $7,000, but it looked like a Porsche. So that's the last time I was in a Western Auto store. But it was a great place to buy bicycles. Western Flyer, was that the bike?
Yeah.
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 I'm telling you young people, you're missing it. You don't get the...
Well, you know, you're right. I agree, Frank, us young people. Yep.
Yeah, that's exactly what
crazy
I meant when
kids.
I said you young people. We need a phone number because we've talked about Western.
First of all, we got to talk about St. Louis ARC. St. Louis ARC, one of my favorite charities. So many great charities out there. I was supposed to attend a committee board meeting today at 4:30, and I cannot make it. So, Kathy Meath, John Taylor, Holly Swift, I'm so sorry. So, I got a plug. Trivia night, February 24th, the St. Louis U High Commons. Fun. You talk about a fun night. We're going to have at least one table there, Johnny Long Dutch of Light. January 24th, trivia night for St. Louis ARC. And then the big granddaddy of them all, the Superheroes for Kids event, Thursday, April the 24th. We'll talk more and more about that. But just check St. Louis ARC out. Anything you want to know from me, Londuff, J-R, at Londuff.com. And we're going to be here till 6:30, probably even a little later tonight. We're very busy. And late tomorrow night and all day Saturday. So a big weekend ahead. And great opportunities, great deals. The big auto show incentives, they're all online at Londuff.com. Let your fingers do the walking. Remember that line?
Now that, that proves how old you are. Okay, that's an old Yellow Pages thing.
You say how old I am?
Yeah, you just slipped and proved that you're old by nobody. No,
I know
a 30-year-old would know what that means.
I don't consider myself old at all. I'm only 55.
Okay,
how old are you?
Well, how old am I? How old do you think I am?
55.
57, 58, a couple years older than me.
I wish. 64.
Well, you look that young, buddy.
64.
Our favorite age.
That's right. I'm an old man.
No, you're not. All right. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. And a great man told me one time that the age that you are is just a number to gauge your existence, you know, on this earth. So it doesn't mean anything. It's all between your ears and in your heart as to just how happy you want to be. So
Sure. Sounds good. That sounds good. John, we'll send you some business.
So be happy, Frank.
Thank you.
Someone in the studio right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Goodbye.
See you, bye. You know what I don't like? You ever go into somebody's office and they have a bunch of these sayings like,
yes,
a good friend is not something that can be bought with
inspirational posters.
And I have, I know that this listener means well, but I have a listener that emails me, and at the bottom of every email, here, I got one in front of me now. Here it is. Life is a gift. Enjoy every day. Well, you know what? That sounds good, but here's the truth. Some people's lives are like that gift you wish you hadn't received. They're a pile of crap. Not everybody. And enjoy every day. That's impossible. You can't enjoy every day. So, I don't know. I've always, those things have always irritated me, especially if you're in some salesman's office. And it's like, he's not there. He'll be with you in a moment. But he's deliberately not coming in till you've had time to read all his cutesy little plaques and his sayings. You know, you only go around once in life, so blah, 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 blah.
You know what? If we had an office here, we'd have sayings like, go to hell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Here's my idea, and I've said this for years. I would like to manufacture, and I'm not kidding, misfortune cookies. I never open a fortune cookie and read it because it's BS. It's the same thing. Something good is coming your way. Here are my cookies, misfortune cookies. You open it up and you read it and it says, within the next 6 months, you're going to lose all your limbs. You know, something horrible. Something really horrible. You'll be hit by a car within 48 hours. I think that would be hilarious.
Here are your unlucky numbers. Because they always have lucky numbers on there, too.
Your wife has a boyfriend. You know, something like that.
Yep, it's already taken.
Somebody's
already selling them.
Misfortune?
They are?
Yes.
See, all my good ideas are already taken.
Man.
Can I do some business here?
Sure.
And then we'll take a break. All right, this is the business of pain and how you may not have to suffer, but you are suffering because you don't know that APG exists, that Associations Physician Group exists. You don't know about them. That will no longer be an excuse to be in pain because I'm about to tell you about them. You folks in Illinois, especially O'Fallon, Swansea, Edwardsville, that's where they have three locations. They are in the business of physical therapy and pain management. And you don't have to be old to be in pain. There are lots of weekend warriors, part-time, overdo-it athletes who get injured. They get hurt. Peon Bowles, he plays on the company softball team. He could get hurt. He's not old. He's 36 years old. So pain is not something that's just relegated to older people. It can be anybody. And all they do is eliminate pain, get people out of pain, managing it, eliminating it through physical therapy and other things that you'd be better off going to their website to find out more, because I won't do it justice. But the four culprits, the four primary parts of the body that drive people into APG are the knee, the neck, the back, and the shoulder. This knee thing, it's a big, big business. Now, and I'll tell you, the biggest part of the business is the companies that make and sell these titanium or whatever they are, artificial knees. It's a huge business. And there are a lot of doctors that are going to tell you, you need knee replacement, when in fact, some of the time, a lot of the time, it's not true. Not true. Associated Physicians Group can give you the names and put you in touch with, if you want to take the time to call them, literally thousands of people who were told they had to have knee replacement surgery, and they didn't. What they needed was great physical therapy, and they found it at Associated Physicians Group. As I said, there are three clinics in Illinois, O'Fallon, Swansea, and Edwardsville. In Creve Coeur, you can take part in the Alternative to Knee Replacement Program. That is in Creve Coeur on the Missouri side of the river. We are looking forward to the day when we can tell you that all of the services they have are available also in Missouri. So just, if nothing else, go to the website and find out more about APG, All Pain Gone. That's how I remember it. It's apgpain.com. If you don't remember that, go to frankopinion.com. Enter the site, click on sponsors. You'll see it right up toward the top of the list, apgpain.com.
All right, we're going to get a look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
This traffic report's brought to you by Office Max. If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max. All at great prices, so stop by today. Get right down to business. We've got rain in the area, and it's causing problems on westbound 40. You're already stacked up approaching Kings Highway through McCausland, Lindbergh through Ballas. We also have an accident at Ballas at Highway 40. You're slow continuing westbound on 40 from 270 out through 141. Southbound 170 looks pretty heavy from Ladue down through Highway 40. Eastbound 40 slowing Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 270 just a little bit heavy between Olive Ladue. Then it opens up a little bit more from the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. And we also have an accident down in the Arnold area, west Outer Road at Sierra Parkway. And this report's also brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It is the perfect option for a busy parent to take a temperature without fuss or stress. A gentle forehead scan is all you need. Pick one up at Walgreens or other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey crew, Carney here. Friday edition coming your way. Next time we get together, we'll play some games. We'll talk some movies, and of course the Oscar chat with Tom O'Keefe as well. And did you know that Stuttgart is our sister city? I didn't either. 10, actually. And a big party's planned. We'll talk about that too.
The Carney Show, weekdays from 1 p.m. to 3 on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
My name is Janet. When it was time to find assisted living for my 85-year-old mother, I was giving numerous recommendations and I'd felt totally overwhelmed. I had visited so many communities, they started to blur together. It wasn't until I visited Brooking Park that I found Mom's new home. From the moment I walked in the front door, I was put at ease in a way that was reassuring and helpful. Everyone was open and friendly, and I knew the atmosphere would be perfect for my mother. Best of all was my mom's reaction. I was surprised at how quickly Brooking Park became her home and her new family.
If you have a loved one who needs a little help maintaining their independence, call Brooking Park at 314-576-5545 or visit brookingpark.org today to see why it ranks among the top-tier nursing homes by U.S. News & World Report.
She made new friends immediately. It's her home.
Brooking Park, an equal opportunity senior community, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors System.
Mom is incredibly happy at Brooking Park.
Are you suffering with your dentures? Are you suffering from not being able to eat what you want? Well, we have a solution. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care. He is fully certified, trained, and an expert in dental implants. He can take your existing dentures and turn them into new implants, and you'll be able to eat anything you want. The results are truly amazing. He can take your existing dentures or he can start fresh. Either way, People are able to eat corn on the cob, they're able to eat their favorite steak, and they're actually able to enjoy their life again. Dental implants is the way to go, and you want to go with somebody you can trust. And you can trust Dr. Bowen. He's been an expert in this for years. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, 314-921-3500. Even if you're looking for a second opinion, call Dr. Bowen. He'll be happy to give you a free consultation. Dr. Bowen and dental implants for your existing dentures or from scratch. Dr. Bowen Dental Care or BowenDentalCare.com.
For your city and more, Webster to Wildwood, the one you know, Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing. Frederick Roofing, wherever you live, from Bridgeton to Baldwin, Brentwood to Kirkwood, St. Anne to St. Charles, wherever you
St. Louis, 314-645-2000.
Okay, you ready? I'm gonna let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
No, just keep pedaling. You've got it.
Don't go, don't go.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did. You're doing it.
Woohoo! I'm doing it.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
It's the 11th annual World's Greatest Sports Trivia Championship, Friday, February 7th at Rams Park. It's a fundraiser every year for St. Patrick's Center, and you're invited. If you have what it takes to be with the best and the brightest, this trivia night is for you. Kara Henderson-Snead and Rams GM Les Snead will host an action-packed event. Free tickets, great prizes, and a chance to be the best trivia team on the planet. Friday, February 7th at Rams Park. To find out more, SportsTriviaChampionship.org.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And when you join Sam's Club by January 19th, you can receive up to a $20 gift card. Spend it on the things you need this winter. Everything from family favorite snacks, hearty soups and hot chocolate mix, to long-lasting LED light bulbs and more. So join and save. Sam's Club. Because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.